It's muffed. Let's walk through a big year. This is the Texans 2025 season in review. Muffed. Houston's defense finished minus 129 in expected points added, allowed, first in the entire league. Out of 32, here's how the league's best defense dragged this team to 12 wins, why the offense couldn't punch it in close, and the one stat that explains how the season ended. 12-5, a wild card berth, a 30-6 demolition of the Steelers, then a 16-28 divisional exit in New England. This was a defense wins football season until it wasn't. Let me set the team level table. The defense led the league at minus 129 in expected points added allowed. That's how much Houston lowered opponent scoring chances per snap, and nobody did it more. The offense? Minus 13.9 in expected points added, 21st, 38th percentile. Houston also led the NFL in field goal percentage at 92.3%, 48 of 52. And here's where the story sharpens. Only 42.2% of their scoring drives ended in touchdowns, dead last. That mix tells you everything. After an 0-3 start with losses to the Rams, Buccaneers, and Jaguars, where the offense couldn't break 20, this team rattled off 12 wins in 14 games. The defense was the steady floor every week. The offense was a parade of field goals. Now let's talk about the passing offense. CJ Stroud in the passing game finished plus 21.9 in expected points added on 618 attempts, a hair above league average, 15th, 56th percentile. Stroud himself, 273 of 423 for 3,041 yards, 19 touchdowns, 8 interceptions across 14 games, with completion percentage over expected of plus 0.8, right at expectation. The headline number isn't a counting stat though, it's 31 sacks allowed on 648 dropbacks, a 4.8% sack rate, 26th in the league. Stroud absorbed 23 himself. Nico Collins led the receiving room, 71 catches, 1,117 yards, 6 touchdowns on a 24% target share. Boom or bust on a weekly basis in week 5 at Baltimore in a 44-10 beatdown. This passing game looked top 5. Most other weeks, it looked exactly like the numbers say, average, sack prone, and reliant on Collins to manufacture explosives. Now let's dig into the rushing offense. This is where the season got muffed. Houston finished minus 44.9 in expected points added on 476 carries, 30th, 9th percentile, a bottom three rushing attack by efficiency, 3.9 yards per carry, 22nd. Woody Marks led the team with 196 carries for 703 yards, 3.6 a pop, and 2 rushing touchdowns. Low floor, low ceiling almost every week. And it shows up in the worst place, the red zone. Houston scored touchdowns on just 50.7% of red zone trips, 31st in the league, 6th percentile. When you can't run it inside the 20, you settle for 3. Which is exactly why that kicker led the league in field goal percentage. Next up, the pass defense. This was the unit that smashed. Houston allowed minus 109 in expected points added across the season, minus 0.19 per dropback, 47 sacks, 7th in the league, 81st percentile, 28 takeaways, including 19 interceptions, 3rd in the league, 94th percentile, an opportunistic ball-hawking quarterback hunting unit working in concert all year. The defining moment came in week 11 at Tennessee, 4th quarter, 3rd and 10, Texans up 10-6. Will Anderson Jr. arrived on Cam Ward, stripped the ball, recovered it himself at the Tennessee 34. One play, one sack, one fumble, one recovery. Minus 4.4 expected points for the Titans. That's the identity in a single snap. Get home, get the ball, change the game. Consistent week to week, even in losses to Seattle and Denver, the defense kept Houston in striking distance. This is the engine that made 12 wins possible. And the run defense matched the standard. Houston allowed 94.1 rushing yards per game and posted a rushing expected points added allowed of minus 19.7, 75th percentile, top 8 in the league. Per carry, opponents managed just minus 0.05 in expected points, nothing easy on the ground all year, 13 rushing touchdowns allowed across 17 games, right around the league benchmark. No single hero story here, a collective front 7 effort that complemented the pass rush, steady, disciplined, and largely uneventful in the best way a run defense can be.
Muffed!
Season MVP is Nico Collins, 71 catches, 1,117 yards, 6 touchdowns, and a 24% target share, the only consistent source of explosive offense on a team that desperately needed one. The thing to fix is screaming off the page, red zone touchdown rate of 50.7% ranked 31st, and the rushing offense is minus 44.9 and expected points added was 30th. You can't lead the league in field goal percentage and finish bottom five in red zone touchdowns forever. That math caught up to them in New England. That's the Texans 2025 season. Two things before you go. One, if you want this every week when the season kicks off, subscribe to the Texans feed wherever you're listening. Two, if you want the same treatment for your fantasy roster, head to muff.ai and we'll build you a custom weekly show. That's the wrap.